This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for March 22nd, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced the least anticipated album tour featuring A Day to Remember, The Story So Far, 4 Years Strong, and Pain of Truth is hitting the stage at Suffolk Downs on Friday, June 28th. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Click the link in the show notes of this episode to get them. New releases out today include A Perfect Circle, Pussifer, and Failure, Sin Quanta. Alice in Chains releasing the 30th anniversary reissue of their EP Jar of Flies. The Cure releasing the 30th anniversary edition of Paris. Gary Clark Jr. releasing JPEG Raw. And the Jesus and Mary Chain releasing Glasgow Eyes. Flat Black featuring Jason Hook, the former guitarist from Five Finger Death Punch, have just launched their new single, Nothing to Some, that features a cameo from Slipknot and Stone Sour lead singer Corey Taylor. The song is set to appear on Flat Black's debut album, which was produced by Hook and Chris Collier. Jason Hook saying Nothing to Some features the brutal and unapologetic Corey Taylor. This guy is a bottomless pit of creativity and delivered a vocal that perfectly matched what I wanted for the track. The guitar solo is unique on the album in a way that I let it rip with no rhythm guitars underneath. Now that I'm in a one guitar band, I could strip it down and let it be as raw as Corey is on the vocal track. I remember hammering out live takes with Rob pounding away next to me. It was inspiring. Flat Black are set to hit the road with Godsmack this summer for a string of shows, also featuring Nothing More, with two stops in New England on July 25th in Guilford, New Hampshire at the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion, and July 26th in Bangor, Maine at the Maine Savings Amphitheater. Both of those shows go on sale today at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Speaking of guest appearances, System of a Down vocalist Serge Tankian appears on a newly released track titled Incinerator from composer Bear McCreary. He wrote the track alongside his brother Brendan for his upcoming rock concept album, The Singularity. A lengthy list of guests have signed on for the album, including members of Guns N' Roses, Slipknot, Soundgarden, Anthrax, Meshuggah, and more. The album is set for release on May 10th, while a graphic novel that expands upon the opus will arrive on May 8th. Serge Tankian is getting ready to release his memoir, Down With The System. According to the description, it presents readers with a memoir that is far more than just a rock and roll fable. It's an immigrant's tale, it's an activist's awakening, and it's a spiritual journey from darkness towards light. It's set for release on May 14th. And Ozzy Osbourne is making a cameo appearance on guitarist Billy Morrison's new album, The Morrison Project. The new song, Crack Cocaine, features Ozzy on vocals and Billy Idol's two guitar players, Billy Morrison and Steve Stevens. Crack Cocaine is the second single being released from the upcoming album, The Morrison Project. Other guest appearances featured on the album include Billy Idol, Corey Taylor, Daryl McDaniels, Al Jorgensen, Steve Vai, Linda Perry, Tommy Kluftos, and John Five. The Morrison Project is coming out on April 19th. Coming up on May 19th, Ricky Rocket from Poison will ride in the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride with fellow men and women across the globe to raise funds and awareness for prostate cancer and men's mental health on behalf of Movember. Ricky Rocket saying men die an average of 6 years earlier than women and for largely preventable reasons. The number of men that are suffering is growing, and we need to do something about that. So before I press my tweed and polish my boots, I'm asking you to join me in raising funds and awareness for these causes by donating what you can for this meaningful cause and to help the men we love live happier and healthier lives. Megadeth have announced they'll be live streaming a pair of concerts that they've booked April 13th and 14th, playing back-to-back sold-out shows at the Movie Star Arena in Buenos Aires, Argentina. The band set to perform a different set each night. Tickets to watch the shows are available now through Veeps. In celebration of the 50th anniversary of Motorhead, Z2 has gathered a staggering lineup of icons to narrate their personal encounters with the man that came to define the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lifestyle, Lemmy. No Remorse, the illustrated true stories of Lemmy Kilmister and Motorhead, kicks off this 176-page tribute with a deeply personal foreword by his dear friend Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, and a truly touching afterword by his longtime friend and collaborator, Ozzy Osbourne. Contributors to the book include Ozzy, Lars Ulrich, Slash, Chrissy Hynde, Dee Snider, Dave Navarro, Neil Gaiman, Michael Moorcock, Triple H, Corey Graves, Matt Pinfield, Penelope Spheeris, Ricky Rackman, Phil Campbell, Mickey D, and Slim Jim Phantom. On March 20th, Sir Elton John and Bernie Taupin were presented with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. The event was held at the DAR Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., a tribute performance that saw the likes of Garth Brooks, Brandi Carlile, Annie Lennox, Maren Morris, Billy Porter, and Charlie Puth was there paying tribute to Elton John and his longtime songwriting partner. Metallica was also on the lineup covering Elton John's Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding. Footage of that performance has made its way online. You can see the entire tribute on PBS coming up on April 8th. POD have just released the video for their song Lies We Tell Ourselves. The multi-platinum band, including the song on their 11th studio album Veritas, set for release on May 3rd. Marcos Curiel from the band said, "As hate is to love, death is to life, lies is to Veritas. The song resonates the struggle and hope, which keeps us from truly believing that the lies within ourselves become a reality, our struggle, our truth." And a live video for the latest single from Bring Me the Horizon just got uploaded online. The song Kool-Aid debuted online this past January, with an official video following late last month. Kool-Aid is expected to appear on the band's long-awaited new album, Post-Human Next Gen, originally intended to be released last fall. The group have since delayed the album, saying they're continuing to work on it, with a new release date still pending. Fozzy singer Chris Jericho's 1980s Kiss cover band, Quarantine, has released its version of Good Girl Gone Bad, a classic hidden gem from the Kiss songbook. Jericho stating the mission of Quarantine has always been to pull the forgotten gems from the non-makeup 80s Kiss catalog and give them a modern polish and unleash them on current mainstream rock radio so they can get the respect they deserve. Dave Grohl performed a new song that he wrote for Josh Homme during a solo performance at a benefit show this week. The Foo Fighters frontman played live as part of the Josh Homme and Friends event that took place at the Belasco in Los Angeles, held in support of the Sweet Stuff Foundation. The evening also featured performances from the likes of Beck, St. Vincent, and The Kills. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 198, featuring Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin, is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.